Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Prayer to Know God Cares by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. Luke 12:7. Years ago, I began the journey of leading youth ministry at my local church. There's something about the fun youth games, watching those students mature and helping teens to encounter God, it's always been so exciting for me. If I'm honest, I often have just as much fun as them and learn much from their life experiences and perspectives. Last week, I saw this firsthand. Our lesson was about prayer, and after watching a video and teaching on how prayer changes lives, we entered into a small group discussion. During this time, one of my favorite students raised her hand with glee and said, "I've seen God answer my prayers twice in a miraculous way." Needless to say, we were all at the edge of our seat awaiting her story. She explained, "I have a bird that got out of his cage twice. I panicked when I noticed and said, 'God, please bring her back.' After lifting my hand out in expectation that she would fly back, she came back quickly. Although this story seemed minuscule to some of the students, I shouted out, 'You just lived the verse that says, his eyes are on the sparrow.'" You see, I realized in that moment that the Lord was showing us all that if he cared for that small bird, how much more does he care for us, the ones created in his image? In Luke 12, Jesus is speaking with his disciples about this very topic. He implores them to not be fearful of those in the world, but to have a holy respect for God, who was truly in control. He finishes this passage by saying to them, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows." Jesus was being clear with his disciples that he was attentive to them. He loved them so much that he knew how many hairs they had on their head at any given moment. Imagine a God who knows such intimate details about every single person who was ever created. What wondrous love this is. Jesus was showing them that God was majestic and righteous, that he determines the status of the world and its salvation, and is intimate enough to care about every detail of every person. Even more so, God not only answers prayers, he's attentive and loving. In this truth, we find safety, peace, and strength, knowing that He is with us. We don't have to live a life of fear. We can trust God wholeheartedly. Today, I want to encourage you that God cares about you. He cares about your situation. He cares about your worries. He notices those who rise up against you. He loves to show up for you and remind you that He is present. Much like the young girl in my youth ministry, He wants to show you in the simplest ways that He sees what burdens your heart. So may we trust God to provide for us and protect us. He certainly has His eye on His creation. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for Your reminder that You care about everything. Much like You care about the birds and their safety, You're attentive to me. I thank You for loving me. I praise You for calling me friend. I love You because You first loved me. Father, help me to remember that I must never allow fear of the world around me to overtake me. Teach me to keep my faith in You when difficult times come. Show me Your heart for me and how I can serve You better. Thank You for being my mighty God and my comforter. You are my greatest reward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.